And we are back. Phil Williams. I didn't unmute my microphone. Frack. Dadgummit. Now I got to do push-ups. Next break, I'll be down on the floor doing push-ups while Boomer just laughs at me.
I just gave you the look.
Oh, my gosh. You know, what do you do? That's what I get from mocking you earlier.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
You've got more buttons to push than I do, so you just watch out, buddy. I already forgot to turn the video off earlier.
I did.
All right. Hey, we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Covering all of North Alabama. Yes, indeed. Solid conservative and unmuted right now. So, hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you, I have been hearing from my friends at the law firm of Riley and Jackson. They are, in fact, getting calls from people who heard about it on this show. Thank you for that. And by the way, I know that there's a lot of you who regularly listen to the show that know I have a heart for veterans and veterans issues. And you've heard me talk about the water contamination issue at Camp Lejeune Marine Base. That's a big deal. Well, my good friends at Riley and Jackson, and I know them, by the way. I know these folks personally. I've worked with them on a number of cases. We've collaborated on some issues. So my good friends at Riley and Jackson Law Firm, they have actually five lawyers working on those Camp Lejeune water cases. They told me they're getting calls from Right Side Radio listeners. They like taking the calls. They like answering the questions. I wanted to know more about it. I got in touch with them. We sat down and talked about it. And literally, there's like 19 different illnesses that have stemmed from the water contamination at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina Marine Base. If you were there, listen, here's the deal. If you were at Lejeune in any capacity from 1953 through 1987, doesn't matter if you were a civilian or in service, if you were a dependent or the service member yourself, 1953 to 1987 on TDY or training assignment or permanent duty station, doesn't matter. 1953 to 1987, that's the time frame the water was contaminated. It does appear that the government knew about it and didn't take appropriate action. Riley and Jackson, my friends at Riley and Jackson are working this issue. They will talk to you and tell you whether you have a claim or not. They won't charge you a thing for it. You can just check it out and see. Here's their number. You ready? Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson. They're based out of Birmingham, but they work statewide. Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. And I'd appreciate you telling me you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And here's where I got to do that legal disclaimer thing. No representation made that the quality of legal service performed is greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers. Ah, I got that out pretty fast. All right, folks, tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. Hey, listen, moving forward with this discussion, taxes. Is we or ain't we going to see some kind of tax relief? Is you or is you not? Is you is or is you ain't my constituents? You like that movie, Boomer? Is that what? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Actually, I did.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, I love that movie. Yes. Dapper.
Yes.
Dapper Dan.
I think, you know what, as a matter of fact, that means there's two things that Charlene and I don't agree on. She does not like that movie.
Really?
I don't understand.
Man, It's a good movie. There's so many
one-liners.
Yes.
I don't like fop. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
All right.
Grease bucket.
Do not seek the treasure. We thought you was a toad. I don't get it, Big Dan. I could go on all day.
Soggy bottom boys.
It's the soggy bottom boys. Okay. All right. Back to the topic at hand before I just completely lose my mind. And by the way, we're going to lap over into the next half hour with this same segment. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear your thoughts. In fact, let me ask you all this question. All you ruffians out there, did any of you out there in the audience feel like you got tax relief in the last couple of years from the state of Alabama? I want to know, because the legislators are saying, we did, we passed some tax relief. If you know you did, I'd love to hear it. Or for that matter, if you don't know you did, love to hear that too. But here's what they did. They limited, you cannot be taxed on the first $6,000 of any annual retirement income, I believe. Okay, so if you're over the age of 65, if you're over the age of 65 and you're receiving some measure of retirement income, they won't tax you on the first $6,000. There's that. If you own a business and you have to pay your annual business privilege tax, they are phasing that out. Okay, there you go. That's about it. Did you feel it? Did you feel it? Did it hit you? I doubt it. I'm pretty sure that if we went down to the mall, if we went down to, you know, watch a Trash Pandas game, and while we're there, we went around and did man-on-the-street interviews. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. Please tell us, what experiences have you had with tax relief recently? I'm pretty sure we get a bunch of blank stares. Now, I guarantee you, if they said, we are going to waive the gas tax for the next 9 months, if they said, we are going to do away with the grocery tax, if they said, we are going to lower the state income tax or go to a flat tax, if they said, we're going to abolish the state income tax, just like Florida, Tennessee, and soon to be Mississippi, I'm just telling you, if they did that, I guarantee you go down to a Trash Pandas game or, you know, head down to, you know, the Pepper Place in Birmingham or someplace and walk around to talk to folks, they're going to go, oh, yeah, that thing, I read about that, and I can't wait to see my tax return. Or I went and groceries were cheaper, and or it cost me less at the gas pump, praise God. I mean, I guarantee you. So be careful, my brethren and sisters in the legislature. When you pass good targeted tax relief, I get it. But don't try to pretend you did something that impacts a lot of people, because what you did was so targeted that most people don't even know it's there. All right, we'll talk about it more when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Show me the money. That's what I'm talking about. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Man, I'm talking about we are south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of three other states around us, just for good measure. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, I am back right now with the topic at hand, number two on the Triple Dipper, show me the money. That's what I'm calling it. But before I go any further, I got to stop what I'm doing and just say, I just posted something on Twitter that I thought was just way cool. This is like, I'm totally chasing a rabbit now, Boomer. Just bear with me.
But it's all good.
It's, yeah, I mean, got to. So Queen Elizabeth just passed away this morning. And as mourners were standing outside Buckingham Palace, a double rainbow formed in the sky over the top of Buckingham Palace.
Wow, that's so cool.
I mean, it was
that's incredible.
I've seen the pictures. It's pretty amazing. But how cool, first of all, a rainbow at that time, a double rainbow.
Wow.
And so I just put on Twitter, I said, well played, God. Anyway, I just thought that was just cool. Anyway. All right, listen, I'm talking about tax relief. By the way, you would think in a state like Alabama, where the Republicans hold a decisive supermajority and they don't lose it, they won't lose it anytime soon. Democrats can't even get a statewide elected office right now. It's just like next to no. We're looking at having like some of the worst levels of fiscal tax relief policy coming out of Montgomery. States like Illinois, headed by Democrats, are beating us right now. I mean, what the heck? So, Nathaniel Ledbetter, who serves in the state house, is expected to be actually the next speaker of the house, very likely. He hails from DeKalb County up here in the northeastern part of the state. He did say the other day that he agrees with State Senator Arthur Orr from Decatur, who's been on the show multiple times, that he believes a rebate is going to happen. He believes a rebate's a good idea. He said, in fact, in his words, he said, I think that's not a bad idea. Anyway, so there you go. Leadership's looking at rebates. But the problem is they don't want to make decisive long-term change. And that's what's frustrating. They don't want to make decisive long-term change. I think part of it's they're scared. I just read an article here. I've got it in my hands. Where is the one that I'm talking about? Yeah, Alabama Daily News, dated August 15th. With record budgets, Alabama leaders are considering tax rebates. Kirk Fulford, who heads up part of the he's the deputy director for Legislative Services Fiscal Division, which used to be called the Legislative Fiscal Office. But Kirk Fulford, he's a bureaucrat. Kirk Fulford is advising them, hey, 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 we won't always be this flush with cash. Be careful. All right. Kirk, you've got a guaranteed government paycheck. You've never, you know, had to go out there and risk some of what maybe the private sector is doing, I'm guessing. Maybe the fact that the education budget is up 10%, 10.17% actually, year to date, that we're already exceeding required revenues for this fiscal year. The last 2 months of this year are technically free in a sense. We're just going to be gaining money now. The government is not supposed to be a for-profit business. Responsible governing means you might have a surplus. You know, you can put it aside in a reserve account. You can have a rainy day fund. But you shouldn't be in the business of trying to make profit. Because if you are, that means you took more from the taxpayers than you should have. Government is supposed to be for the taxpayers, not in spite of the taxpayers. And so we've got right now record revenues. All right, story on AL.com, which was picked up by governing.com on a nationwide basis. John Sharp for AL.com wrote this in July. Mississippi lawmakers voted in the largest tax cut in state history this year when they authorized a gradual reduction of their income tax rate. Florida will not have to pay the state's 25-cent per gallon gas tax on gasoline in October. Georgia suspended its 29-cent per gallon fuel tax in March and has been extended now through August. Tennessee is going to get a month off of having to pay any sales tax on groceries. Kansas and Virginia, sales tax on groceries will be gone altogether very soon. It says that faced with inflation rates unseen since 1981 and flush with money from federal programs, states are slashing taxes and offering rebates. But the lack of a movement by Republican supermajority legislature has groups like the Alabama Policy Institute calling for special sessions to consider tax relief. It goes on to say 11 states have already done tax rebates. Ours are still talking about it. 11 states have done tax rebates, just like refund monies. Georgia, giving up to $250, $500 for a household. South Carolina, anywhere between $100 and $800. Colorado, $750 per person. And joint filers get $1,500. All I'm saying here is you're looking at record levels of relief being given by other states. Meanwhile, Alabama's corporate income tax rate is 6.5%. That's out of whack with neighboring states. So, yeah, one move lawmakers could make, according to this article, would be to consider next year to allow state businesses to permanently write off all of their business investments and allow for full expensing to become part of the state's tax code. That would be a huge boost to government. That would drive people to begin thinking about how to invest and grow their businesses if they can write that off. It's like, oh, man, all those new computers, those new desks, those new trucks, those new things I had to get, I can expense that? Holy cow. It drives people to go out and then purchase. It drives the economy. Oklahoma became the first and only state to allow full expensing this year. 18 states like Alabama have had a measure of this in place, but it's about to expire. There's that. But let me tell you two other things that you need to think about. It's not just Montgomery, y'all. It's not. What's amazing to me is the number of local municipalities that have the ability to do something and they choose not to. I get it. They have to pave streets. I get it. They have to pay for police. I get it. They have to pay for trash collection. By the way, I pay for my own trash collection. I'm pretty sure most of us pay a trash collection fee. I'm pretty sure most cities in the state now don't have municipal workers picking up the garbage. We have companies like Waste Management that come in under contract and they have to have subscription rates or they won't pick up your trash. But you can see stuff happening in some places. So, interesting thing is, Equal Justice Initiative, I didn't see this reported anywhere else, but the Equal Justice Initiative, of all things, kind of a liberal, you know, social justice organization here in Alabama, but they put out a press release on August 29th pointing out, and this is true, Alabama is one of only three states in the nation that taxes groceries at the highest possible rate. So here's the deal. Only 13 states out of all 50 even tax groceries at all. Only three of those total, only three states tax it at the highest possible rate. Alabama's one of them. We take in close to, now the numbers vary. I heard $465 million the last time I saw rough numbers. They say close to $500 million. But the bottom line is this. Food insecurity, according to the Equal Justice Initiative, is a big deal. 23% of children in Alabama, it says, 17% of adults struggle with what they call food insecurity. Okay. So one city, the city of Clay in Jefferson County, you know that whole area around Clay, Chalkwell, Trustville area, the city of Clay decided to cut their grocery taxes because what you don't realize a lot of times is when you pay tax at the point of sale, it's not just state. You got local taxes on top of that. The state sales tax rate is 4%. Very often you'll find the local municipalities are at least 4, sometimes 5, in a couple of places 6. You're paying 8, 9, 10 cents on the dollar. A chunk of that is local taxes. The city of Clay decided to cut theirs in half. That's interesting. I hadn't seen a city cut their sales tax rate, and I can't think when. But, yeah, starting on November 1st, the mayor of Clay says he hopes that more people are down at Publix and Piggly Wiggly paying less, you know, for their fruits and vegetables, meat, bread, and other food items. You know what's interesting, though? City of Clay did that in Jefferson County, which is arguably one of the hubs of Democrat control in the state of Alabama. Not necessarily saying Clay is. I'm just saying that part of the state is typically where Democrats tend to hunker down and have more power in politics. But then there's the state of Illinois. Governor Pritzker, you're talking about the state where, you know, Lori Lightfoot is a mayor in Chicago. Illinois suspended its grocery tax for the entire fiscal year. I'm just telling you, folks, this can happen. But one more before I wrap this segment up. Occupational tax. Oh, Lord. Occupational tax. Let me suggest to you that it is blatantly unfair. And by the way, I didn't let my kids use the word fair growing up. Dad, it's not fair. We don't use fair in this house. But just for context here, I will say it's blatantly unfair to tax someone who for the last 2 years has had to work remotely because government said you can't come to work. And so they're having to work remotely, but because their paycheck comes out of a city that has an occupational tax, they're still losing part of their tax, part of their for their paycheck to an occupational tax. Why is that okay? They're working from home. They're not occupying, they're not taking up any space on city streets. They're not using any infrastructure. They're not using city water. They might even live in a different county. They might commute an hour one way just to get to work. But because they live in Birmingham or Gadsden or Huntsville or Rainbow City or some other, they have to pay, what, 2, 3, sometimes 4% occupational tax just to be allowed to work, even though they're not even there. Because that's the law. Do you know that Alabama is one of the most taxed states in the nation for occupational taxes? I mean, you got literally, and they're different. You got Birmingham, Bessemer, Gadsden, Irondale, Leeds. Different cities have different policies. Birmingham has a 1% sales tax rate. I believe 2% in the city of Gadsden. And it's ridiculous. The very idea that you have to pay to be allowed to work. Pay, that's what it is. It's an occupational tax. Hey, do you have an occupation? We shall now tax you. So you pay an income tax already. Now you got to pay an occupational tax already. Well, I will say this. March of 2020, Governor Ivey did sign a bill that allows the state to have a little power to oversee occupational taxes to make sure they're not getting out of hand. It's a dicey situation there. You're taking away some home rule opportunities, but then again, you're watching out for that patchwork quilt of liberal policies in some places that'll start taxing people into oblivion. I'm for doing away with occupational tax. People shouldn't have to pay to be allowed to work. All right, folks, show me the money. I just ran through a whole lot of tax issues. Here's my encouragement to you. If you know your state legislator, if you don't know them, they're very accessible. You'd be surprised. But if you know your state legislator or you can track them down, I would encourage you, let them know, let their office know that, okay, we appreciate the rebate thing. We get it. We'll take what happens, but we think you ought to go and move towards tax reform, like do away with some things, like permanently, like do away with the grocery tax, phase it out. We like API's suggestion, $750 million in cuts over the next few years. Let businesses write off their expenses for modernization and new equipment. How about let's start seeing occupational tax just go away. How about we come to the place that we know Alabama really is? You know, free America. All right, folks, there you go. Show me the money. Let's go and take a break, Boomer. We'll do that. We will come back in a minute. Phones have not been ringing right now. It's a quiet day. If you want to call in, we'll take it. We'll open the phone lines on. Whatever you want to talk about, call on in. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on occupational taxes or the Queen of England or whether or not you think Republicans have a plan. And then coming up next, I've got another segment of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Suck It Up, Buttercup. I'll tell you about that when we get back.